Hello, everyone. It's me again with another little telecast with Popey. So today it's, what is it, Tuesday, and I'm in the London office of Canonical, my employer. I don't come here very often. We try and come in, I say we, myself and the rest of the team that I work on, try and come in here maybe once a month or so. But as you know, I work from home with the cats wandering around. But it's nice to come in here sometimes, partly to catch up with people. The London office has design people, PR and marketing, and legal people, sales people. It's always nice to catch up with people now and then, but also to catch up with the rest of the team. We often go and find a little room or reserve a bit of space and sit and work together. Bash out some stuff that is easy to do when you're all sat in the same space. And so the London office, you may think, well, Canonical's based in the Isle of Man. Yeah, I think that's where the registered office is, but we have this London office. We also have an office in Tokyo and Taipei and Austin, Texas, and a couple of others dotted about. And the London office is not huge. It's part of one floor of the Bluefin building. So if you go searching for Bluefin building, which is in central London, it's quite a nice location. You can go out and find somewhere for lunch, which is always nice. You don't like It's not very nice being in an office that's miles from anywhere and you have to trek somewhere to get lunch. So it's nice to get out of the house, out of the office and stretch your legs a little bit. Yeah, the office is not huge. I don't know how many people work here. I could stand here and count all the desks, count all the displays, and that would tell me how many. I'd say probably 50 plus, 60 maybe, and room for some hot desks. And there's a whole bunch of meeting rooms. I'm in a meeting room at the moment, and the meeting room I'm in is called Mandelbrot. And all the meeting rooms are named after people from computing history. This one is named after Benoit Mandelbrot. And inside the meeting room, just inside the door, there's a little plaque with a little description of the person who the meeting room is named after. I could have chosen Planck or any one of a number of other meeting rooms. I can't name them all now because I don't know all of the room names until I walk past them. But yeah, Mandelbrot is a nice sized one that I can walk around while I'm talking to you. So one of the things I've been doing recently is I've noticed the proliferation of chat applications that I use. And I appreciate some people don't like the fact that there are lots of them and they try to stick to one or two. I noticed this recently when a community spawned a new instance of Discord. The Og Camp community was then split, and some of the people are on Telegram in a channel on Telegram, and some people are on Discord, and some people are on both, like myself. And this can frustrate people when communities split. And it reminded me many years ago of communities that I was in where they moved from one platform to another to accommodate, I don't know, new people or find new people or be easier for new people to get on board with. And it's funny how whatever's old is new again. So in the example that I have, probably 15 to 20 years ago, showing my age, I was in a group called UK VAC, which was the UK Video Arcade Collectors, which is a group of people who collect old arcade games, basically. And we had a mailing list, and the new people came along and said, "No, we must move to a forum." And I remember protesting a little bit and saying, "No, I want to stay on the mailing list because I'm that a mailing list kind of guy." And they moved to a forum because, well, forums were better, in inverted commas. And I kind of dropped out of that community at that point. I stopped keeping up with things because they were using a forum, and I'd have to actively go and look at that forum, and it was frustrating. So I can understand how people get annoyed when a community that they're part of decide to spring up new infrastructure somewhere else, whether it's moving from IRC to Slack or from Slack to Matrix or from anywhere to anywhere. I can see why people might be frustrated, especially if it splits the community and you end up with people, who feel like they're missing out on the conversation because part of the community are elsewhere. So I can see how that can be frustrating for people. I'm keen to understand what other people's experiences of this are. Where to discuss this kind of thing in the Telecast with Popey chat that goes along with this channel. For those people who might be listening to this in the future, or who might be listening to this having downloaded the file from my website, popey.com/telecastwithpopey. If you go to t.me/telecastwithpopey, that'll take you to the Telegram channel, and then from there you can get to the chat channel. Most of you probably already know this, I'm sure. But yeah, let's have a discussion about that. How do you handle that? What do? Do you close down the old community and force everyone to move to the new one, like happened with the UK Video Arcade Collectors? Or do you keep both running and then have some people who sit in both, or just split the community? How do you deal with that kind of stuff? I'm interested to know what's happened in communities you've been part of that have moved. Did you leave? Did you stay? Did you join both? And the follow-on from that actually is this could really be a separate telecast, but I'm going to dive in anyway. I talked about the proliferation of chat applications, and this has triggered a change in the way I use my laptop. So I'm in all of these places. I'm in Telegram, I'm in Riot for Matrix, I'm in Skype for conversations with people on Skype. And I'm in Slack for conversations with people on Slack, and also WhatsApp, and oh my gosh, others, Discord, and oh my gosh, there's so many of them. So my laptop, I currently have a web browser, a terminal, and a whole bunch of chat apps. Most of them are Electron desktop applications. And I thought, do you know what? I've heard of these people who just open browser tabs and just have all of the chat apps open as separate browser tabs. And I thought, I don't like that. I don't like having separate tabs in a browser, because what I really like doing is using Alt Tab or the icon in the launcher to be able to switch to different applications. So I quite like that I have a Slack icon and a Riot icon and a Discord icon. So what I did was I opened all these applications as tabs in Chrome, and I normally use Firefox as my browser, so I'm only using Chrome for this chat stuff. Logged into each one of them, and then I use the little kebab menu, the little dot 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 in the top right-hand corner, and under Tools you can create a shortcut, and then tick the little box that says Open in a new window, and then what you get is a separate browser instance just for that application. Now it's not, I don't think it's sandboxed, so it's not like having an entirely separate application like you have with separate desktop apps. But it's nice because it means that you get a separate window for each of those applications. They're lighter weight than the Electron counterparts, even though it is still, a browser. It's only one tab of a browser opened as a window. And I alt tab between them. So I get the benefits of having separate apps for all these things. I get some desktop integration in that I get notifications, but what I lose out on is things like the Spotify web app doesn't give me playback controls in the notification thing in GNOME. So I lose out on a few features, but what I gain is RAM and CPU. So I found my battery lasts longer. I have more memory to play with, which is fun given I've just upgraded to 32 gigs in my laptop, and the CPU doesn't run hot all the time. So I'm going to run with this for a while and see how this goes, and report back on whether it's been a success. But for a couple of days now, I haven't launched the Electron apps for Skype, Riot, Discord, Spotify, and a whole bunch of others. The only app that I still keep open is Telegram. It's the only one which is a cute app. It's not an Electron app, so it doesn't feel as heavyweight, but it's the desktop app is way better than the web app experience, I find. So I've kept that one, and that's the only one. So now I'm down to Firefox is my main browser, Chrome for all these, in inverted commas, web apps, a terminal, and Telegram, and that's it. Those are the only apps I have open. And I think I'm going to stick with this for a while and see how it goes. Let me know if you've done similar things, or maybe you never went down the route of having fat desktop apps in the first place, and so you're more enlightened than I was. Anyway, that's all for today. I'm now going to go down the pub for a pint with Martin. See you later, everyone. Bye.